ICIS Europe Chemical Update podcast, where we discuss the latest market news. I'm Melissa Hurley, and with me today is Caroline Murray, Senior Editor of the PET Report. She's going to tell us about Europe PET price direction, a variable amid changeable landscape, and she's also going to be talking about what the market can expect for the focus of EPCA, which is taking place in Budapest at the start of October. So, Caroline, I understand that PET is interesting at the moment. How so?
Well, on the surface, PET prices in Europe appeared rather stable. There are, however, several scenarios applied to the short-term outlook. Typically, prices tend to drop off a cliff in the last quarter. The peak summer season for PET bottles having basically drawn to a close. But this year, as we all know, it's far from typical. Economically and politically, it's been quite the roller coaster. This has had PET buyers and sellers desperately trying to forecast what to do next, but so often getting it wrong because the goalposts just keep changing. So hesitant buying patterns have contributed to the oversupply of PET, and imports added to the rocky landscape, causing upheaval to domestic suppliers who lowered operating rates in the summer. Apart from, say, Spain and Portugal, perhaps, where the sun shone as normal, demand came late to much of Europe, partly because of the poor weather conditions that we had. So prices dropped to dangerously low levels where producers were concerned in the mid-800s euros free-delivered Europe, and they looked rather stable for weeks, actually.
Okay, that's really interesting. So are these prices likely to continue through October?
There's room for upstream paraxylene to decrease in the spread over naphtha. So were PX prices to fall, this could put further downward pressure on PET. Obviously, developments in crude oil and exchange rates usually impact the PET chain. However, PET could well surprise us all again. It does, after all, have a habit of doing so. South Korean PET has featured a lot since the free trade agreement was put into place, but these imports have subsided in recent months. There are two shutdowns planned there, but also there's an anti-dumping investigation into upstream PTA out of South Korea, which participants here at least say is causing importers of PET to err on the side of caution when they're planning to sell into Europe. That said, these imports look like they may have been replaced by several suppliers from other regions, I'm told. So apparently there are still some good import deals out there for buyers.
And what about domestic supply?
It seems that an upstream supplier in Poland, PKN, has been having production problems at its PTA plant. This has had a ripple effect across parts of Northern Europe, where PET producers, directly impacted by the unconfirmed outage so far, are having to source material from their other units in order to maintain commitments. I gather from buyers that some producers are now proposing higher prices as a consequence.
How is demand going at the moment?
Well, the question now is exactly how buyers are going to react going forward. Because the fourth quarter is a typical period for pre-buying for the following season, because that's when prices are normally at their lowest. For the last couple of years, though, buyers of Q4 volumes, whether that's imports or domestic, have lost out due to even lower prices emerging in the new year. Some sound like they're reluctant to jump into the market for big volumes in Q4 this year, preferring to hold out to Q1 2017. But who knows if they'll be proved right in so doing. And in the background, of course, across the chain, there are joint ventures, acquisitions, possible plans for consolidation. So as usual, anything is possible in the world of PET. Add to that the Hanjin shipping company going into receivership, directly impacting some of the flow of PET and the effects that might have to adding to freight rates in general. And we've total disruption all around. So while I may not be providing absolute answers to your questions, I hope this gives you an idea at least of the mayhem that the PET market is facing yet again.
Thanks for explaining that, Caroline. And please join us again for the next instalment of the ICIS Europe Chemical Update, or catch up on all the latest news on the ICIS dashboard. For ICIS here in London, I'm Melissa Hurley.